Alchemists of old tried in vain to transform base metals like lead into gold. Although we know today that changing one element into another isn't feasible, nature and time have worked together to change gold to silver. Just 2 months ago, many old fields and roadsides were covered with the golden yellow blossoms of goldenrod. As time passed, where they once offered their colorful flowers for all to see, now there are stalks topped with fluffy seeds. These tiny seeds, up to 3,000 per plant, have short, hair-like structures that help catch the wind and carry them away from the parent plant to colonize open ground. These wind-dispersed seeds follow a similar adaptation, as do those of the familiar dandelion and milkweed. Although some small mammals, grouse, and winter songbirds feed on these seeds, there are more than enough that survive to sprout and grow into a new generation the following year. These late-season seeds, with their attached fluff, are a grayish color. When lit by an early morning or late afternoon sun, the low-angle rays give the goldenrod seed heads a silvery glow. And if you are at just the right place, at just the right time, as the sun slips above or below the horizon, you might even see a bit of golden backlighting as these goldenrods transform from gold to silver in a bit of nature's alchemy. This has been Nature Notes from the Montour Area Recreation Commission. We hope you will note something new and exciting on your next nature outing.